Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefooters Legal Radio. Where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myths of going barefoot is the one that has lived a full-time barefoot lifestyle for over 20 years and victims' legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Well, hello, and welcome to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio program. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I have been barefoot full-time for over 20-plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 15 years ago. I'm also the host of Freedomizer's newest emergency preparedness and survival program called Are You Ready? I'm head of MP Media Group. I'm also the victim's legal advocate, standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have, and the head of BIL's Legal Services Department. Now, many of us have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Well, whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, whatever experiences and issues you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 if you'd like to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com and also the official home of BIL's radio program on Facebook. Just go to Barefoot is Legal Radio. You can send your messages to me there, ask your questions, any comments you may have about the program. Feel free to share them. Also, check out our official website, barefootislegal.org, and our Facebook page, our business page, right there, Barefoot is Legal. We also have our closed private Facebook group called Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the Barefoot community during and after the broadcast. So if you live a Barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a Barefoot lifestyle, just join our group if you have not yet joined already. Again, on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. But now keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. And lots been going on. We have a lot of new membership this week, quite a few new followers and all that. And I'd like to welcome everybody. If you're listening to the program for the first time, if you just found out about us, welcome to the program. And I'm glad you found us. And I hope that what we do here helps support you and your barefoot lifestyle. So again, call in. You know, we're confronted all the time with stupid laws and, you know, stupid objections that really make no sense. And, you know, there are really, for real, dumb laws out there when it comes to shoes, but mostly about wearing shoes, not about the lack thereof. So it's just kind of ironic. So for everybody going through your first steps and all that, call in. We can have some fun with it. And I'm also here, along with some other great guests, frequent callers and all that, friends of the show. We're here to support you, and we want to debunk these myths. So if you have any questions, how the law helps you, any instances that you run into, I'd love to hear them. I'd like to bring in a good friend of ours of the show, Richard. Welcome back to the program, my friend. Always great having you. We'll bring you on.
No, I think I had my earbuds were still plugged into my phone, and I thought I'd unplugged them, but I guess that mutes the mic on my phone, but there we are.
It might, yeah. Yeah, sometimes my earbuds, when you plug them in, they don't even work. You have to replug them when I'm using my phone and stuff, so it's kind of a pain. But I guess time for another new phone. To me, they're disposable. So, yeah, I wish phones were just as useless as shoes, but they're not.
Definitely.
We've had a lot of new membership. We've had a lot of growth this past few weeks. Ever since our memes came out, a lot of members. Yeah.
I was noticing quite a few posts, and I lost track of them, and I was trying to find them because I didn't remember the names of the new members. But a lot of first-time Barefoot in Public posts. And
yes.
I tried to, as on many of them as possible, you know, invite them to come onto the show so they could share their experience a little bit.
I know, that'd be
so
great. I'd love to hear
some
of the first
listeners.
Stories. Yeah, yeah. If anybody's listening, I mean, I see a lot of phone numbers on the switchboard that are calling in. But I don't know if you want to be a part of the show until you press 1. So if you're calling there and you want to be on the show, you have something to share with us, you have a story or something, just press 1. So that'll cue me that I know that you're in the queue and you have something to add to the program, or just a question or just a general comment. We'd love to hear them. Yeah, you're right, Richard. I mean, we've had a lot of new members and a lot of first-timers going out barefoot. And the ones I love the most are with hearing about people that get over their anxiety or their fear of it. You know, they've been told all their lives that it's illegal or it's dangerous, it's this, it's that. They manage to escape unscathed and post pictures on Facebook, and they're all still alive. So it seems like this is okay.
Definitely. And to me, that's the fun thing about it is, like you and I, we were discussing that a couple shows ago, how oftentimes when we're out and about, being barefooted out in public is such a commonplace thing that we often forget to take pictures. And a lot of our newer members, you know, are getting out there purposely to take a picture of themselves being barefoot, and then they're shocked when, wow, nothing happened. I didn't get arrested. I wasn't accosted. I didn't get yelled at.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for us, we already know, yeah, that's not going to happen. So, you know, go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's funny, though. You're right. You know, we've been doing it for so long. It's just so common. It's just a way of life for us. It's no different than when you get in the car and put on a seatbelt or, you know, putting a coat on when it's cold out. I mean, it's just we go barefoot, and we've been doing it for so long. But it's always nice to see the enthusiasm that the new members have. And it kind of reminds us that, you know, we're out here talking about it. We don't post as much as we probably should. You know, and even the stores that we frequent often, they're not surprised by it. We're regular customers, whether it's a restaurant we normally eat at or even new places that we try, we become great customers. almost we don't think about it. But it's always nice when someone's very excited and enthusiastic when they first join and they're out there posting those pictures saying, hey, I did it. I did it for the first time and I had a great experience. I'm going to do it again, you know. And then, of course, there's always the I did it for the first time and someone gave me, you know, some issues and I don't know what to do. And those are great posts, too, because then we can help them. If we can identify an objection, we can give them the power to overcome that objection and continue living the barefoot lifestyle. So, which are very few of those, but I mean, a lot of great positive ones from all the new members.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've, I think's helped me gain a lot of confidence over the years is just my experience being able to talk to people and also being able to read individuals, you know, my sales background, my time as an officer. All those things have all been things that have allowed me to learn how to very quickly read a person that's approaching me as to what their intent is.
Yeah.
And knowing exactly what it is, okay, why is this person coming over here? What is their body language saying to me? And being able to respond accordingly oftentimes allows me to overcome any objections or, you know, whatever they're, you know, storming over about. It shuts them down pretty quickly. And because of that, every new barefooter that goes out there, they have that anxiety about, you know, having somebody come up and confront them, and they feel like they're being attacked. And it's like, well, you feel like you're being attacked because you're completely unprepared, through no fault of your own, about what to say and what to do when situations arise. And if they'd bother to come onto the show and or send, you know, emails so that we can specifically address them, we could teach everybody how to handle confrontation and stop. You know, it would alleviate a ton of anxiety for these folks so that they'd start more confidently going out knowing, I'm going to get accosted at some point, but that's okay because now I know what to say.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a very good point you make there, Richard. When it comes to being an officer or being a salesman or something, you know, with each profession, you're trained. And if you're a salesman, there's a series of tools that you pull from in order to close a sale. And, you know, I mean, in sales alone, I mean, you want to gain a rapport, you want to, you know, qualify, you want to, you know, go for the closing. You know, I mean, there's like five steps, I mean, you know, the greeting, this, that, and the other. And those are tools that you use in order to achieve the end goal. As an officer, you have your training that you rely on for given situations. You've practiced it. You've trained. You have certain tools that you use for different situations. You know it's appropriate to use handcuffs at this time, pepper spray at this time, a taser at this time, or lethal force at another point. You see, you also have a series of hand-to-hand, you know, I mean, you have the tools to pick from. BIL does the same thing. We arm you with the tools that you need, and we want to train you how to use them so that you fall back on your training, because there's nothing worse than, of course, there was probably always the first time when you're about to close a sale or first time when you had to apprehend a suspect. There's always a first time for having to speak in public. There was a first time for me doing this radio show. And you fall back on training, you fall back on experience, you fall back on the material, the tools that you have. You're not nervous, but the first time you may always get the jitters, and that's okay. And I'm sure that you've probably had that the first time you've ever had to do anything like that. And I could imagine the stress of just being an officer is something when you have to, all of a sudden your training needs to kick in and you use it. But you know that you're armed with the tools, you have the resources, you have the backup, if needed. And you know, what we do here is no different than training you and giving the right tools. Just the topic is different. The content is different. So, you know, we have things like the health department letters. We have the civil rights cards. We have the ADA cards. We have letters from the corporates. We have, you know, all that. And then we also have the backup. We can train you. I mean, if you listen to the program and the advice that Rich and I give, as well as Proof and our other callers, Kevin's, I mean, the frequent callers of the program, we talk about our experiences, we tell the stories, we talk about how we overcame the objection, we talk about how it led to, in 99.9% of the time, a positive outcome in favor of the one that lives the barefoot lifestyle. And it's that training, it's the experience you have and the tools that we give you that really make it so much easier. I think that came out right. I think I mean it, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. I mean, and that's what it comes down to is you hear enough situations and responses that led to a positive outcome And then when you're in that same situation, if you've bothered to think about what you'd heard previously, you're going to start spewing those same words out, obviously in your own voice and your own mannerisms, but it'll still be the same message that comes out and more than likely have the exact same type of an effect. And at the very least, you know, if, you know, like we've said before, you know, if somebody comes up to you and you just don't feel like, you know, dealing with them, you just walk out of the store, go spend your money somewhere else where they're going to be welcomed. And it doesn't have to be a stressful or embarrassing situation. You know, most of the time, too, that's the other thing is the embarrassment. A lot of folks fear being embarrassed. They think all eyes are going to be on them. And, you know, as we all know, that's just not the case. Most of the time, you see somebody being, you know, spoken to by somebody from a store, and you kind of glance over for a second, and then your own personal sense of, oh, I don't want to intrude on that, you just kind of look away. And that's something else our newer members need to realize is when they go into someplace, even if they are accosted, those around are probably going to look away. So they're not going to have all eyes on them.
Yeah, for the most part, that's always the case. I mean, people are so wrapped up in their own lives or just looking at their cell phones. They're really not interested in what goes on around them for their own safety or their own personal awareness, never mind what's happening between someone else. I mean, most of these people don't care about what's happening in the world. So really, I mean, and you're right. I mean, you know, some members may feel that there's a sense of embarrassment or, you know, they're going to be shamed in front of their whole community because someone is calling them out in public on it. That's really not the case. I mean, yes, you're always going to have curious people out there, but they're going to be curious and looking at you, whether it's what you're wearing, what you're not wearing, what your hair is doing that day, the kind of car you drive. People are naturally going to look and judge at something that you do anyway.
Yeah.
So this
true,
is just another
true.
One of those things, really. And don't let it bother you. I mean, don't let I mean, people really have their own lives to worry about. And for the most part, people do mind their own business. You always have those outspoken people, though. It's like, oh, you're going to get a death of a cold because you're not wearing shoes on and it's like 90 degrees outside. You know, I mean, you do have those people out there, you know, but foreign
people. Yeah, you just described one of my neighbors. Sometimes when our when they're doing some sort of work in our apartment complex and we can't get into where our carport is, I have to park on the street, which means that, you know, I have a short little walk to get to my apartment complex. And there's this one lady in the building next door. It always seems that when I'm getting home and walking to my apartment, she's walking her dog and she always has to stop and comment about me being barefooted and telling me, you know, all the wives' tales we've all heard. Oh, you know, you're going to catch pneumonia being barefooted. Walking on concrete's bad for you. Just one thing after another. And I always just kind of smile because I know because of her age, she just doesn't know any better. And she's fallen victim to all the myths. And so I'll always, you know, tell her, no, that's not the case. Here's the real facts about it. And she, you know, always ends up just shaking her head and kind of tisking at me, you know, and, you know, oh, well, I can't do that. And I just kind of look at her like, well, you know, you're kind of hobbling along. I bet if you did slowly start barefooting, it might actually help you out. But
yeah,
you're always going to have those types. You know, they're around everywhere and there's nothing you can do about them.
They're pushy. They're nosy. They always have something to say. You know what? I just thought of a great way to end that. I thought of a great way to stop these people dead in their tracks and never bother you again. Pull out a Bible and a bunch of pamphlets and prayer cards and start talking to them, asking if they want to learn about Jesus. I think that's one thing that repels a lot of people. It's like bug spray and mosquitoes. Okay? I think we can start this. I'd like to shoot a video and put it on the YouTube channel of me doing that, especially the way I look. Have you ever heard the word of the good Lord? Where's your shoes? Oh, my God, you should wear shoes. Ah, you need Jesus. Here, let me share with you. And just start handing prayer cards out and praying and right, reciting scripture, holding their hands, laying the hands on their head. Come on, let's repent. It's going crazy and make a big spectacle out of it.
Oh, I think that would be absolutely wonderful.
And I guarantee you that person will not have any interest in what you are not wearing on your feet ever again. They will walk their dog in another neighborhood before they walk by your house, just in case you just so happen to be watching out the window ready to convert them. That's right. Every walk they have.
That one.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday evening. Oh, Wednesday evening, send us an offering. Praise Jesus, human prayer service with the dog. On a Thursday night, same thing. Could happen anytime, any day. And you just come out and you're ready. That's one way to, I think, end all that. I don't know. Proof is also with us. Proof, welcome to the show.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you for picking up the line. So, we had another busy week. We are going to be on a TV show called The Doctors,
yeah,
which I've never
great.
Seen or heard of, but other people have said it's a big show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big show. I've watched it from time to time.
So I've been told it's not necessarily a hit piece, but I don't believe people half the time, so we'll see what happens. But
yeah,
it's funny
how
people tell us it's not healthy to park in front of Domino's Pizza and walk 7 steps in and grab a pizza and get back to your car. But these are the same people that will smoke. They will they'll spend 8 hours a day playing video games. They will drink alcohol a lot more than the recommended daily limit. But they're going to tell us how to live our lives.
It'll be interesting to see how they push their point of view on barefooting, because the thing that I've noticed is, depending on the popularity of whatever subject they're reporting on, they'll either bash it or speak reputably about whatever it is, based on public opinion, is what I've seen.
And I was talking with one of our newer members, Angela, who's going to be our new head of our upcoming YouTube channel, about why are we popular? Why were we one of the most trending things in the month of March? And in contrast, let me just state that we got about 3 million hits just over for our challenge meme, which sounds good, but last year we got about 10.8 million at this time. But we're still trending somehow, so I guess this must have been a slow month for everybody else. But why are we trending? And I kind of figured it out last night, and I thought in bits and pieces of this before, but I think I figured out what the issue is. And I wanted to get your opinions first.
Okay.
So
as far as
your opinions first means one of you two, not me.
So as
yeah,
far as
me, the thing that I'd want to look at, and I have no clue to this, is what else is going on around the same time frame that those metrics were taken, because obviously is things that are grabbing national news headlines, those actually do distract folks away from their Facebook time and whatnot. Or not distracting from Facebook, but that's what they're talking about rather than looking at other things. So I'd be curious to find out what was going on at this time last year, because I actually don't remember.
Well, maybe, but also keep in mind that there's a reason why we got 3+ million hits in a matter of a couple weeks. So, Nick, I'll give you a second to try and see what your response might be.
I was thinking it close to what Richard was thinking, where it may be timing. And almost like, okay, maybe there is something else going on in the world that's kind of upstaging it or, you know, eclipsing it out some way. But I would say that it's timing. I don't know exactly. I mean, I'd have to look at what was going on last year, almost like what you guys said, to see if there was anything else that could have upstaged at that time or whether this was the only thing going on. At the same time, though, I think that we did get a lot more push from it in timing when it came to the girl on the cover of Time magazine, when it came to, you know, now the new anti-bullying campaign that we're going to start running. So I'm thinking we're kind of latching onto certain things that could push, you know, a lot more momentum and wind to the sail on this. So again, I'm thinking timing, but until I get what was going on last year and the numbers from there and other events.
I think maybe I misphrased the question, but I'll go ahead and share why it is that we do occasionally get our hits the way they do. Remember, we had over 40 million people. We had over 40 million hits on our business page last year, and there's a reason for that. And I think I've accidentally cornered the market on that. Remember that we are, when we go to our Facebook, our business page, when we have a viral post, what do you see first, Richard or Nick, either one? What do you see a bunch of when we're at the point where we get 12 comments a minute?
A lot of negative comments.
Yeah, but it's not more negative. I would say it's about equal. I would say that it would be in the neighborhood, if there's 20 comments in 2 minutes, 10 are going to be negative and 10 of them are going to be telling us how stupid we are. So the way I see it, we are just as challenging, I guess, as maybe the LGBT community, the politics when it's voting season, maybe breastfeeding, I don't know. But you have that special mix of 50-50 of something that people like to do, and you have 50% of the people that like to yell at those same people for doing what they like to do. So because most people have not heard of us before, it generates a lot of traffic. And if we do it right, we can corral that properly. Because it's not only the fact that we're controversial, it's the fact that we're doing things that generates attention, which is a good thing regardless. When I was talking to the people at the doctors, whoever had to call me, he said the producer thinks that your meme-making ability is rock star status right now, and they were looking at it like, just like that other guy that put on the Twitter that got us popular, the best memes on the internet. And I guess that stuck, and people are looking at that. And it's because I've kind of learned how to capture some different points of view, and that gets people talking. And then you get the clowns that come in because they would rather think that if they post something funny here, they're going to get 8 minutes to go tell jokes at Evening at the Improv next Tuesday at open mic night.
Meantime, the audition's not working for them, and we shut them down.
Yeah. But the fact is that I'm generating, based on just little meme making and being consistent and not having every meme be exactly the same. Some will be funny, some will prove a point, some will just be there to get attention. Like somehow that one that I made with the chemtrails got, I think, almost 400,000 hits. And yeah, it might not be popular with some people, but look what it did. It generated a couple of interviews, and it generated some newspapers. It got us on BuzzFeed. And I was able to get in people's face and share our point of view. And people can either look at the front page and call us whatever they need to call us, or they could read the article and see that it makes sense. And unfortunately, you're going to have 50-50 split right down the middle on that. And I have no problem taking 50% of several million people and saying, here, come check out what we're doing, and maybe we can have you join us and be the new phase of the community. So not everything is going to be likable by everybody. And as the president, CEO, whatever title I give myself that day, that's kind of, I know I'm not going to be popular 100% of the time, but it was effective.
Yeah, and definitely some of that, I think, cross-promotion, like you were talking about, the chemtrails, it gets a group of people interested in what we're doing from that you know, from the people that are interested in that. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot there. It's almost like that cross promotion, really.
Yeah, kind of by design. It's something that is controversial, and when people talk on it in a controversial manner, traffic brings traffic. And our Twitter has been blowing up recently. There's been a ton of retweets. I kicked the tires around this morning just to see what it looks like, because I've never been a Twitter person.
Yeah, I'm not much for Twitter. I mean, I started my page just, or my account, my Tweety thing, my whatever it is, the birdie stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just to have a presence there. You know, kind of, again, promotion, stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I guess once in a while, and you're great at ruffling the feathers too. And you get in there, you kick the tires around, you just get the conversation started, throw some memes out there, and it's just brilliant and genius marketing. And that's really what we need. And everything we do, I mean, it's for the good of the Barefoot community. We are coming up to the top of the hour break when we come back, more with Richard and Proof. And so stick around. 319-527-6208 if anybody wants to join us. We'll be right back. You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. Join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to Are You Ready? Here on Freedomizer Radio. And be prepared.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Tune in to the Mad Scientist Exposed Show every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, where we discuss the science in the news today, take a closer look, and expose where fraud is being committed for various agendas, from money to politics to downright pure evil and malice. Of course we trust science. It's scientists we don't trust. Tune in and join the conversation on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, on Freedomizer Radio.
In this digital society, making connections is quickly becoming a lost art form. Yet, if you are a small business owner, building your network is the only way you can get ahead. Can these skills be learned? You bet they can. Read Nose to Nose Networking, No Nonsense In-Person Networking Tips from a Master. Who's the master? Well, who better to teach networking and friend-building skills than a golden retriever? The author, Melanie Hope, takes the antics of Abigail and translates them into the human experience. Through Abby, you will learn how to set your intention, build a network, and get into and out of conversations with grace. If you love the Dog Abby segments on Counterculture Wise Radio, you will love Nose to Nose Networking even more. Find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble in hard copy, Kindle, and Nook. Visit CounterCultureWise.com for direct links.
Are you curious about Tantra? Did you know Tantra isn't just about sex? Think meditation, breathwork, earthing, ceremony, the chakra system, deep self-healing of the shame and shadows and trauma that we hold in our body. Join me, Tara, for Tantra with Tara, every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Each show will begin with a guided meditation. Tantra is shifting and deepening the lives, spirits, and hearts of people all over the world. Invite Tantra to shift yours.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest
I can't even call it a foot rest because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Imagine standing barefoot on cushy grass while you use a professional-grade knife to deftly chop fresh vegetables on your organic bamboo cutting board. The team at MyZestiness.com wants to help your family enjoy home cooking like this more often. They do this by offering fun and functional tools that make your time in the kitchen more efficient and enjoyable. MyZestiness.com offers the finest and most interesting kitchen goods and accessories, all backed by their world-class customer service team. Check out their ever-expanding inventory today. Visit MyZestiness.com. That's zesty like spicy, nest like home. MyZestiness.com.
Sunday, 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 starting at 7:30 p.m., expand your mind, develop your consciousness. Great conversation, great advice, and great fun. Counterculture-wise radio, only on freedomizerradio.com. We're on to you. Are you on to yourself?
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates. All right, everyone, welcome back. You're listening to the Barefoot is Legal radio program here on Freedomizer Radio. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. With us always are some great guests and wonderful callers. If you want to be a part of the show today, 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. Well, don't forget about our live chat room. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com. You can interact with us during the program. And during and after the program, check out our Barefoot is Legal group, closed group on Facebook. Again, if you're interested in living a barefoot lifestyle or live a barefoot lifestyle, join our group. You can interact with other members there. Just go to Barefoot is Legal on Facebook. But keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy breathing fun seekers, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures, because we are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, I'd like to bring back some of our callers and guests on the show. And we also have original host joining us here in a little bit from the Barefooters Legal Show. I see you in the queue, John, so hang in there. I'll be bringing you on here in just a second. So, Proof, Richard, before the break, we're talking about all the growth we have and some of the upcoming ventures. And, you know, just dealing with, even before, at the top of the show, dealing with anxiety and getting over confrontation and stuff like that that some of our new members may have.
Okay.
Welcome back, everyone.
And one thing I do want to say on that is everybody that simply posts pictures and shares that they've done stuff, that encourages and empowers more people to question themselves and say, why am I still in my confinement? So the more people that do it makes other people do it. It's that monkey see, monkey do concept.
Oh, without a doubt. Remember, that one of the posts of our new members said they'd been a member for a few weeks and had always thought that being barefoot in public was illegal, et cetera. And it was because of all the posts that they saw of people barefoot out and about is what encouraged them to go for their very first time. So it's absolutely right. The more folks that post images, the more it makes it possible for the for everybody who's brand new and, you know, trying to work up their courage. It definitely helps.
So I did want to ask you too, Richard, since you've been part of, you were part of the original community in the mid-90s. So
yeah,
I remember back in the mid-90s, there was a push from a bunch of people. And then around 2000, 2001, it seemed like it, like advocacy went out of style and nobody was heard from until now. So I've been told by several people that I'm the number one reason right now as to why our movement is hindered, not growing, but hindered. And I've had a few people tell me that until I step down, that the movement will never grow. And I'm trying to wrap my head around that because I don't see anybody else doing anything. It's real easy to walk up to a podium and say, hey, I'm the best. But until you can prove it, all it is talk. And I wanted to get your opinion on that because not that I really care what people say. I just can't wrap my head around the concept because if we're generating millions and millions of traffic, I always thought in my world that that's a good thing.
So they really believe this or like.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when you posted that and I read it.
Really funny.
You're a funny guy. I would just tell him that. Funny guy right there.
So go ahead, Richard. I couldn't hear you before.
what I was saying is, you know, I keep scratching my head every time I see you questioning people telling you to step down. And the first thing that I would tell you immediately is all of those people, regardless of what the reasons are that they're citing that you should step down or that you're not growing the movement, those people are the very type that caused what movement that originally started to splinter. Because they all had their opinions on what was the best way to go about doing things. And when nobody would, you know, listen to their ideas because it just wasn't reasonable, they would get upset and go, you know, oh, I'm going to take my toys and I'm going to go off over here and I'm going to go create this group. And then another person would sit there and say, well, I think your idea is stink. And they'd go off and create another group. And that's why during that time frame in the 2000s, advocacy went out the window because everybody was too busy trying to consolidate their little power grabs, and it was more about, well, I just want followers and have people that I can boss around and tell what to do on posting and set the standards for the movement. And that's what I witnessed, because the number of barefooter groups I got thrown out of because I did not agree with something an admin was doing, and then they'd confront me and say, bam, you're booted out of the group. And I'm like, wait a minute, why aren't we discussing this? And with you, not only have you bothered to sit there and have the right idea. It's about the movement. It's not about personal issues. You know, we're going to keep things focused. We're going to control the foot fetishism. We're going to control the, just the close-up foot selfies. You had reasons for it that were valid. And when you explain them, it's hard to argue against them. And you also, I mean, I just wrote this in a post to you just a few moments ago. One of the things I see as a success for you is you do one thing that a lot of leaders, a lot of good quality leaders do, is you get out of the way of your own success. You find people that are good at taking care of specific things within the group. You delegate those responsibilities, and then you get out of the way so that they can be successful. And as a result, instead of, you know, worrying about stroking your own ego to sit there and say, hey, look what I did. No, it's like, look what Nick Deutschman did. Look what Nick Pierce did. You know, you put the credit where it's supposed to be. You surround yourself with quality folks, and guess what? That's how a successful organization continues to grow. So these people that come at you, I just would disregard them completely.
I do. I just can't believe I see this on a regular basis, and people think that, yeah, I was able to grab 112 new members for the group, and we got a traffic reach of say 612,000 in one day on our business page, and somehow that's a bad thing. I'm not worried about the negative press. I just don't see where someone would have an argument, because it's easy to sit there and be the man, but what are you the man of if nobody's watching you? I'm here for success.
Exactly.
I'm not here to see how many people I could boss around. I'm here for the overall goal. And if some people don't see it that way, I don't know how else to tell them.
Yeah, and again, you know, those folks that keep sniping at you, they're exactly the very types of people that caused the barefoot movement to stall in the first place. Their ideas are nonsense.
I'm not saying everything I do 100% is successful, but a lot of it is, and sometimes people just don't see some of the vision that I might have, and it's easy to sit there and complain, but you know what's funny, Richard? When somebody likes to complain, one of my rebuttals is, okay, I grabbed 156 people today personally from the welcoming committee, and did cutting and pasting and whatnot to bring people in. I brought in 156 people today, and I did an interview with some magazine. What have you done this week for the barefoot community?
Yeah, and in leadership, one of the things that we always that I always tell my officers and other folks that I'm trying to develop is you actually do not have a valid complaint unless you have a solution. Because it's easy to find fault with anything that's being done. But the problem is we may be doing things the best that they're capable of being done at that moment in time. And until somebody thinks up a better solution for it, then there is no problem because we're doing what we can. You know, 100 years ago, medicine was at a certain point, and it was doing the best it could under the conditions that it had. So to complain about, oh, why can't we do heart transplants and everything else, well, guess what? The solution hadn't been created yet.
Right. So can we bring John on? I'm gonna leave you guys at the next break, so I wanted to make sure I had a chance to talk to John. And if anybody else was here that presses 1, just give me a heads up.
Yeah, if you want to be a part of the show, just press 1. If you're in the call queue and you have something to say, if you're listening online and you want to call into the show, just dial 319-527-6208. And, you know, you can join us that way. Don't forget to push 1 so we know you want to be on. And, you know, very good point that you're making. And, you know, I mean, with some of these other groups that were around before we even started, you know, it was a coffee club. And I think I've said this before. They like to talk about stories,
yeah,
but they don't do anything. There's no action. There was no one keeping them together the way you do that sits there and says, we're going to organize. We're going to coordinate. We're going to have people that specialize in certain things help advance the movement, that help advance the agenda that we have to debunk the myths and prove that bare feet are legal in public and that there are no laws that exist. And we're not just sitting here sharing stories. We're not just sitting here saying, I went to Starbucks and they liked my feet. Look at my picture. We're sitting there saying, look, you can go to these places. These places don't have any problem with it. And when there is an issue, we have a whole team in corporate communications that attack corporate. Not attack them, but explain, defend us, help educate, debunk the myths, and hopefully change their mind.
Let me share one other thing about leadership. And by the way, welcome in, John. That I know with just Facebook groups that people consider hijacking other groups all the time, and this person, we're going to team up as a management and create a mutiny, and we're going to put this person out to pasture because their ideas suck. We don't feel that one iota here within our group. We all I don't really come down with a hammer and sickle on people. It's just, what can we do today as a team to grow the movement? And that's how I live. It's not who can I get rid of today, or hey, let's team up and get rid of this person so that I could be the leader. If you're not doing anything, what are you the leader of? And I say that quite often.
Yeah. And you do have a very strong ability to gather, organize, and the camaraderie that you put out there and get everybody to work together. And when there is a difference, I mean, Proof, you and I have not seen eye to eye on every issue. We agree on a majority of them. But we can sit there, have a conversation. You explain your point of view, either get me to understand it or I explain my point of view and you understand it. It's open dialogue. It's conversation. That's the way an organization needs to run. If you have
friendships work, too.
Exactly.
You don't want a bunch of parrots. I'm proud to call you and Richard and John friends here. We're not supposed to be parrots and agree 100% on everything. We have different families. We've lived in different places. We've seen different stuff. So, yeah, I expect our views to be different. And that's what separates us from the riffraff.
Yeah. And you can't run a successful business or organization the way we run professionally or even in an amateur sense. You can't run a successful organization if you're surrounded by a bunch of yesers and yes, 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 we'll do because it fits your agenda and this is the way you want it. We are not just stuffed shirts with empty golf bags, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, it's we have an idea. You're open to it. I'm open to it. Whoever's presenting it, and it's like, okay, yeah, do we agree or disagree? Why do we disagree? And it's intellectual. It's not just, this is what I want. You're not a dictator. You've never treated it that way. And John, he was the original host of this radio show. I'm going to bring you on now, John. You've probably seen it since day one, and you're still here.
Actually, I'd like to have a segue on Richard's comment and give credit. Sierra was actually the original host.
Yeah, he was the co-host.
Yeah,
you were the original
co-host. I then came in after that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I wanted to give that credit first.
Okay.
And second, you know, this goes back to, I remember when Proof was in the other group and they literally had a coup and kicked him out, breaking all their own rules to do it. And I think it was just a blessing in disguise in the long run, you know. And I actually remember Proof saying he's going to do exactly what has happened right now then, 2 years ago. He actually stated where he was going to take this and where the membership was going to be. And that's what's happened.
Well, it's us working together. So what I was saying earlier, and I brought this up about the TV show that we're going to be on next week called The Doctors. And one of the reasons why we've become popular is that we have 50% people that are for us and 50% against. And the same thing was within that other group. We had 50% of the people that thought that we should do more and 50% of the people that like the fact that it's a crochet club. And I'm one of those people that I don't have to convert anybody. If you don't like my brand, that's fine. You can find another brand. I'm not mad about that. It's just that I want to share what my brand is and what our brand is. And if you like it, then great. We can work together. Let's do this. I'm not about arguing. I'm about results.
And the results have shown for sure.
Yeah, I don't see other groups actually doing things like we do. And if they do, hey, congratulations. If somebody could do a better job than me, I don't mind. I don't mind sharing ideas, but just telling me I suck isn't an idea.
No, not at all.
Well, it is an idea, but it's just a stupid idea.
Good point.
Yeah, so yep. John, you were there, and I remember us sitting here about 2.5 years ago, and we were on this very same radio show discussing the coup and where my goal was, and hey, we were able to get out of the blocks, and we're still a long way from the finish line. We have a marathon to go, and we're grabbing cups of water from the fourth mile and drinking them as we run here.
I believe the momentum is really picking up. I really have that feeling that we're right on that edge of going viral, as they say.
I don't know if I got to tell you, John, but we applied for OneSpark. I actually took off the days from work in case we got accepted into OneSpark. And over 1,000 applicants. We made the first round. We made the second round. But when they cut from 250 to 140, we didn't make it.
Wow. That's a shame. Well, maybe next year we will, especially since next year they'll be...
Yeah, I was trying. I really wanted to go there, and I have an aunt I could stay with, so it wouldn't cost me much to get there and to stay there, but it just didn't happen this time around. But, hey, we're still doing stuff. It's not the end of the world.
No, far from it.
Yeah, there'll be tons of opportunity coming up. The more we grow, there's going to be a lot.
Well, that's kind of how it works. Once you hit that certain momentum, stopping it would be impossible, really. Not that we'd want to, but you have
to get
that.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out right now to Nick Deutschman, who really has been working our Twitter about as good as anybody could at this point. And it's the Twitter results that are getting a lot of our feedback right now. So it's like we're getting the traffic, we're getting the page hits on our business page. But as far as the media goes, the media finds us on Twitter, and then that BuzzFeed article just opened up a lot for us.
Right. What?
Yeah, he does amazing work. I mean, with everything that he does behind the scenes, and of course, you know, all the pictures that he posts too. Just really encouraging members to go out there and do it.
I love the ones where he has the actual management staff taking pictures with him.
Oh, those are great. I love them.
Yeah. You know, he's definitely a very positive influence, going in the right direction. I was actually on a earlier when Melody did that, she did one of those video feeds or whatever it's called on Facebook. And
yeah.
Nick came on that as well. And that was really kind of cool. I was thinking we might even be able to tie it into this radio show at some point where people could maybe, if they get on the page, listen and actually view if you wanted to have that as well or even...
One of my main concerns, and I don't have a problem at all with people posting their Facebook lives, but I want to drive traffic to Freedomizer and the BIL. Facebook is kind of on the way down, which is why I've been really pushing for people to take advantage of the free newsletter. I want people to go to our website. We're going to reposition our web team so that we can try to drive traffic to the website. We're doing a good job bringing people to Facebook. We're doing a good job bringing people to Twitter. We have to bring it home because as Facebook loses members, just like AOL did and MySpace did, there's no guarantee who the next social media outlet is going to be and if they're even going to let us organize like Facebook groups.
Yeah.
Right.
Traffic to the site.
Yeah, and driving, social media is great just for the purpose of driving traffic to the website. The website is the center of your universe. It's your online presence. You have complete control over.
Right.
And like what, uh, like another one of you were saying, when it comes to that live video feed or the live feed or something like that, integrating that into the website would be awesome. We've done the live feed. We've done a live studio video feed from during the broadcast, and I'd love to bring that back. You know, I mean, of course, I'm sure there's some technical hurdles to jump through when it comes to making that happen, but that's something that we have an amazing web team that I'm sure is more than capable of doing that. Stick around. 319-527-6208 is the way to join us. We're coming up to the final commercial break. This is also a short one. We've cut them short. So make sure everybody sticks around. Don't forget about our website, barefootislegal.org. I'm Nick Pierce. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about Tantra? Did you know Tantra isn't just about sex? Think meditation, breathwork, earthing, ceremony, the chakra system, deep self-healing of the shame and shadows and trauma that we hold in our body. Join me, Tara, for Tantra with Tara every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Each show will begin with a guided meditation. Tantra is shifting and deepening the lives, spirits, and hearts of people all over the world. Invite Tantra to shift yours.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. Join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to Are You Ready? Here on Freedomizer Radio. And be prepared.
Our culture celebrates ignorance, promotes learned helplessness, and punishes success. We are living in a frenzied cesspool of polarizing politics and perpetual victims. What if I were to tell you that not all news is bad? that humans the world over are fundamentally good. Would you believe it? We are the counterculture that is wise to reality. There is no red pill. There is no blue pill. The truth is not out there. It is inside of you. But you have to look for it. Join us on Counterculture Wise Radio on Sunday nights at 7:30 Puget Sound time, where we share real news, real success, and real life. Counterculture Wise Radio, we're on to you. Are you on to yourself?
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Tune in to the Mad Scientist Expo Show every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, where we discuss the science and the news today, take a closer look, and expose where fraud is being committed for various agendas, from money to politics to downright pure evil and malice. Of course we trust science. It's scientists we don't trust. Tune in and join the conversation on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, Freedomizers. Joanne Moretti here. Join me and my co-host Scott Ferrarello and crew every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for the latest news, politics, current events, investigative reports right here at freedomizerradio.com. See you on Wednesday at 6 Eastern.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates. And that's what we do here. That's exactly what we do here every weekend, once a week on Saturdays, for an hour and a half, is work on that dream to make bare feet acceptable. 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. And I think we lost Proof. Proof is not here with us. I know he had to run at some point during the break. But we also have Richard and John with us. John, the original co-host of the Barefoot is Legal radio program, and Richard, great friend of the program, with a lot of great insightful information and everything. Don't forget to check out our Facebook group. Get there if you're interested in living a barefoot lifestyle or want to live a barefoot lifestyle. Just join us, Barefoot is Legal, right on Facebook. Well, anyway, everybody, welcome back to the program. We had to take some more commercials because no one dropped off a big suitcase of money yet. But when they do, we can keep shortening those breaks.
It's going to happen. I'm confident it's going to happen at some point.
Yeah. I mean, the last big suitcase of money that I tried to get, they stopped me. The Armored Service frowned on that, and it didn't work. I said it was a charitable donation to a nonprofit organization. They told me to put shoes on next time I try to rob an armored vehicle. I said, you don't
they'd
have a sign.
They'd probably be more concerned with that.
Yeah, they're probably more concerned with that. Well, someone's ears must have been ringing because Nick Deutschman just joined us, too. I'm going to drag you on, Nick. Welcome to the program this weekend. How have you been, sir?
I'm good. What were you guys talking about me to make my ears ring?
Proof and I were talking about what you do for... okay.
Or is it just because you said barefooted? I'm so good at knowing where those people say those words, I want to find out why they said it.
You hunt us down. You're like a shark with laser beams attached to it.
I could do it on Twitter. I can do it on MeWe. I can do it everywhere. You watch.
Yeah, no, we were just talking about the pictures that you post and the encouragement that you give, especially the new members and all that, and how Richard and I slack on that because it's, you know, it's like for us, it's like we do it all the time. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal. But then it's like you're the god of the pictures that are posted and really encouraging to our new members and how we just don't do it.
I probably only snap a picture at maybe like 10% of the places I go.
Really?
I mean, who isn't always doing stuff throughout the day? You know, you got to hit the gas station. You want to get some batteries because they're cheaper at this place. Cool. And then I got to go to work for a while. And then on the way home, I got to stop getting iced tea. You know what I mean? Well, you know, you guys might miss out on battery and a couple of paint store runs. But I can put them all on if you'd like, I guess.
You would overload a free photo bucket account at that rate.
No, oh, I know. I don't try. But, no, it's great. I love giving the encouragement because it's...
Hello.
Exciting.
Yep.
And what?
There you are. Oh, you just cut out there.
And like really, really nobody's looking at me. This is really cool. And it's really comfy. And the floor feels kind of cool. Man, I'm going to keep doing this. And then you get so used to it. It's like, whatever. It's second nature. You don't even think about it. But then to watch the new people, they're like, yay, I did this for the first time. And I'm like, man, I remember how awesome it felt too. So I'll help.
Exactly.
I'll live vicariously through you as you see what I do during the day.
To keep rejuvenating that feeling that you got the first time you did it.
Right, right. And now over the course of being barefoot and, hey, my missus wanted to go to the mall. So I said, hey, cool, I'll go to the mall with you and walk around barefoot. And she had the shop. She's getting a new job on Monday, right? Well, I was all excited about getting my Orange Julius selfie. I got to the mall. Orange Julius closed.
No.
Locked up. This space for lease. Huh, well, they're losing business at the mall. Well, that's not really surprising. Well... if security wants to chase me out today, I'm going to say, well, hey, you know what? I'm here standing in here wanting to spend money, and Orange Julius is closed. You guys aren't doing too good. What happened to Sears?
Yeah.
They're gone. Oh, you're going to kick me out of here and not spend my money? Let's talk to the shop owner, see how he feels about that.
Yeah. We went through that.
Anyhow, nobody bothered
ago.
Me today. And I'm going to post my pictures later, so okay, since you were talking about pictures.
Yeah. You have more pictures than I think Proof has memes. I think you have more selfies than Proof has me.
Maybe it's an underlying contest that we don't know about each other or something.
I've never seen both of you at the same time.
Oh, we're mystery entities of the internet, don't you know?
Because I think that this whole Minnesotan accent is just really Proof. Because I never see your selfies and Proof's memes at the same time. You're not on the radio show at the same time. I'm wondering if it's the same person. You have a secret identity.
No. Well, you remember that, was it the Family Guy episode where they caught Fred Savage being like everybody?
Yeah.
Who knows what I'm talking about? Anyone? Sounds like I sparked one of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There could be another person. There could be another person like that on the planet. Just keep quiet.
I'm a huge fan of Family Guy. I love it.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Did I miss anything in the barefoot world while I was gone at the mall?
No, actually.
No.
While we've been on the radio, everybody else has been online looking at your pictures. So we're gonna have to work out an agreement where you don't post pictures while we're on the radio. You know.
I happen to think about it.
My
ratings
are totally
for real. This is totally for real. I'm hanging out in Old Navy and I'm looking at the mirror and I'm like, oh, cool, I'm gonna get a picture. Click. I snap the picture and then I look at the time and I'm like, I really want to be on the radio. But I'm in Old Navy right now. I don't think that's going to work too good, and I really better not post my picture because Nick's doing this radio show, and everybody's going to want to read my stuff, and I'm just waiting for her to try on clothes. I'm going to wait till later. For real, no. I thought about it, Old Navy.
You didn't want to bring Old Navy live with us on the air? You could have brought the whole company.
I thought about it. I really did, but I don't want to be the weird guy standing over by the, you know, women's shoe department talking on the phone. I don't know.
Okay, I get you don't want to blow your cover in
the
woman's
department. I can see the look you'd get with that.
No, right, and the looks too. Well, and then I even thought about doing a Facebook Live thing like Melody Milan and I did the other day, and I'm like, well, no, because that's going to take away from the radio show too. And now I'm the weird guy who's barefoot in Old Navy holding my phone up selfie style talking to someone. I'm Skyping in Old Navy.
I have a new challenge. You just made me think of a new challenge, Nick.
All right,
here's a new challenge for our members. If during the BIL show anybody is in a confrontation, call into the show and put them on the air. So
well,
that
good.
I can verbally accost them the way they are accosting a member. And we are going to do it live.
Live.
It doesn't get any better than that. We're going to add a dimension of reality TV
imagine?
To this.
Oh,
could you imagine if someone in a store just so happens to be listening to the show in their pocket or through their earbuds shopping, and all of a sudden, excuse me, you need shoes, happens in the middle?
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, I just put them on the air, and I'm like, hi, you're live on the BIL radio show accosting one of my listeners. What's the name of your company?
Oh,
who are you? Where do you
be?
Work? I would so put them on the spot and give them the education and publicly humiliate them and the company that they work for live on the air. I would love to do that. That's the new challenge. So for all of our members out there, hour and a half is your window of opportunity on Saturdays when I'm live.
Hour and a half.
Yep. There it is.
Good
There's
stuff,
the
man.
Challenge.
I like this idea.
That's great. See, I
know well,
I
as long as we
TV
don't go, as long as we don't go looking for trouble and get everybody mad before you get on the phone with them.
Well, of course. Yeah, we don't look for trouble.
Okay.
But if it happens during that hour and a half of time that we have together,
Well, it's easy.
Great.
Everybody just put their phone in their pocket on the BIL radio show and head to 7-Eleven or Giant or Food Lion or pick a place, man, and just just take the chance and see what happens.
The library.
Let me hand you the phone here. Let me have you talk to Nick Pierce.
In fact, if Kevin is on the air and they're in his area and they're in Food Lion getting accosted, we have a physical representative from BIL that will be at that Food Lion, and that's Kevin's. He will be in that Food Lion ready to go while I'm accosting them on the air. Oh, yeah. He's probably there already.
Who's got a Dollar General close by?
Speak.
I guess Dollar General is a pretty good bet you're going to get
Dollar General. And Dollar General. He's always in Food Lion or
Dollar
General. So,
especially in Michigan, what's up with Michigan? They got like some kind of different rule, man.
With Kroger?
Michigan gets some kind of pass on a lot of these corporations I've been noticing.
Well, what happened was I think someone said, hey, according to the state law, you can't do this anymore. So I said, okay, in our Michigan stores, it's okay. Now we need someone in the other 49 states to do that. Yeah.
Well, we get one. Hey, so anybody in Michigan, this is what we got for you.
Yeah, what's going to happen is people are going to start traveling to Michigan to do their food shopping, and then they're going to wonder why like another 2,000 locations are closing in every other state.
Exactly.
And only the Michigan stores are overperforming. Yeah.
Overperforming Michigan stores. Yep. Who else is with us? Did I hear another voice?
That was one in my head. There's also we have John, the original co-host of BIL, and Richard with us too.
Richard's here too?
Hey, Nick. How we doing?
Richard's here.
Well, hi, Richard.
Richard has been here for like the past like month and a half, I think.
Has he? Oh, man. Where have I been? Looking for Orange Julius is at the mall.
And walking around Old Navy.
Last Saturday, I forget what you said. You were busy doing something, so you weren't going to be able to make it. Oh, you had that job you were working on.
Yeah. I was painting last weekend.
We'll just paint a happy little foot there.
Nope. White. Everything was white.
Bob Ross style.
That's racist.
That's all it is. Turn over a townhome, make it white.
Well, Nick,
I wish you too, John.
Nick,
hi,
Nick.
John. I've got to say hi to John since he's here. Can't leave him
Hey, Nick.
Hi.
Hanging in the mall, talking to yourself. Yeah, that'll barefoot, that'll really get a good image for us.
Really well. You know, I'm starting to think the best place I could get away with that is at the Skyway, because there's all kinds of kooky stuff that goes on in there anyways. So.
Oh, well, I got you on the air since you're Proof's alter ego. I wanted to tell Proof I had an idea for a meme. And, I saw one of the posts talking about the earthing and the controversy around that. And, you know, Proof saying, hey, you know, whatever reason people are here, they're here. You know, it doesn't matter. And I thought another angle is, you know, with all the minimalists out there and wanting to conserve things and everything, I saw a statistic out there that 1 billion pair of shoes are sold every year. I don't have a lot of facts to back that up, but it was 1 billion a year. And
well,
I thought
there's like 7 billion on the planet, so that's a good number.
Yeah, 1 billion every year are sold, and you know eventually all of those are going to end up in a landfill. So I was thinking of, want to reduce your carbon footprint? Go barefoot.
I like it.
See, that's a great one.
We'll see.
And you know my
we'll
theory
see if we
with
can, we'll see if we can slay the meme gods.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should make an offering to the meme gods and see if that gets created.
Yeah,
but I also have
I thought that would be a good one.
Yeah, yeah. But my theory when it comes
shoes
to the villages in Africa is, you know, the villagers, they can't run as well because we're sending shoes over there. And it's actually endangering the lions, not the villagers, because they're used to running barefoot. So when we start trying to civilize, you know, they're on this whole mission where it's like, oh, well, we need to send shoes over there because we want to turn, you know, them into a civilized nation and all this. It's like, what are you talking about? So what's happening is the villagers are running away from the lions, and the villagers are getting mauled. And you got to feel sorry for the lions because they're choking on the shoes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So
you
really want
to right
speak about the shoes. Here's a statistic for you. And one of the reasons why I think it's so hard to get people to buy into the whole barefooting thing, the shoe industry, and we're just talking the athletic shoe industry, and I've looked this up numerous times, it's a $50 billion a year industry. And they've done a lot of research. When I was with the DSS, and I wish I'd had kept copies of all this stuff, but I've lost it numerous computers ago. But Adidas and Nike had all done research on how to make a better shoe for athletes to stop, you know, especially basketball, where there's so much force from stopping and starting and reducing ankle and knee injuries. And so, of course, when they contracted their study, they had to have a test group that they had play basketball barefooted. And other than the game slowing down a little bit for the people that played barefoot, they couldn't move quite as quick or agilely. It almost completely eliminated the forces that were created that caused the injuries. And so they basically buried that study. They never wanted to get, you know, that set out because their own study basically proved barefooting was the best way for athletes to perform.
But then they sit there redesigning their shoes to be more barefoot-like. They become more minimalist and more flexible and all that. So it's like, you know, they got to be saying something.
There was actually a shoe company, I want to say it was Rockport, but I could be wrong, many years ago that actually said they were trying to create, you know, the best shoe possible, and they found out that the best thing for you would be to go barefoot. And a shoe company actually said this.
Vibrant. I think it was Vibrant.
No, it was actually – I think it was actually Rockport or one of those where – of course, their next thing –
Well, it only makes sense because
you
would want to
– thinking about Rocky brand shoes.
Well, the next thing they said, of course, was, but of course you need shoes to be safe and all this kind of crap. So they you know, contradicted their own you know, they didn't, of course, want to leave that out there. But I thought it was really funny that all their research came back with the best thing for you would just be to be barefoot. Well, duh.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
really.
I keep saying if we could figure a way to market and sell barefooting as something people could purchase, we'd convert everybody instantly because it'd be something to sell and make money.
It's actually there.
And we'd be making $50 billion a year.
It's actually there already, the barefoot sandals. It's there. I think, oh, wait, we lost Nick. Well, Nick, call back in before we run out of time to finish that thought. Yeah. Oh, there he is. Okay. There we go. We got him back. All right.
It went like when it went dead. So, hi, I'm back.
Well, good. Welcome back.
We got, what, 5 minutes?
We got 5 minutes. Yeah, I was hoping you'd call back right away so we can get you back on to finish that thought. When it comes to, of course, the study that was done, where it's, you know, barefoot is best from these shoe companies.
Well, if you were making a product and you want your product to be the best, you want it to be most comfortable, you want to reduce injury, you want to have a safety element, you want your body to operate properly, you want it to be comfortable, they shouldn't be sweaty. All these factors probably went into the study because you want your shoe to be the best. And then they're all scratching their heads going, oh, well, if you don't wear shoes, that's actually the best. But we want to make $50 billion.
Hmm.
So they make shoes. Throw some theory out for the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where they say that, you know, the best performance, the best this, the best that is not a shoe. And then they start making a shoe that simulates you being barefoot. You're like, what?
Yep. And then too many shoe companies get it wrong, but they make $50 billion. So,
yeah.
Hey, so with the last like 4 minutes, I want to really make sure that I throw this out. Hashtag barefoot against bullying. If you guys are getting selfies somewhere, just get full body is best, big smile. You're not being bullied. Maybe you're being bullied, whatever it may be, because Twitter responds to those hashtags that I put out. If I put out some pictures, you know, and get creative with some of the trending bully hashtags, BIL is going to get noticed for our challenge to go barefoot against bullying May 4th, 5th, and 6th. Is that what it says?
I think so. Yeah.
That
reminds me. I saw a Twitter post where somebody was talking about being barefoot in a restaurant, and someone responded that you got to be careful of glass and nails. And I was trying to think, where are they eating if there's nails on the floor?
Nails.
There's a hundred things. Anyhow, I don't want to miss out on this. This is really cool. People bully us for being barefoot. Why should you? Everybody wants everybody to stop bullying each other, and Emma Gonzalez is screaming to leave people alone. So if you're going to pick on people, why are you picking on us?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should jump on this wagon. Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
I think we had
in October when it's National Bully Awareness Month. So,
Yep. I mean, we'll do it twice a year if we have to. I mean, why not? I mean, we got the platform, so let's use it. And I know we're out of time. John, do you have anything you want to throw in there at the end of the show?
Matt, it was a great show, and thank you for hosting it.
Well, hey.
I think we had a good...
Thanks for being part of the beginning of it. John, one of the original co-hosts of Barefoot is Legal, Nick Deutschman, thanks for joining us. Thanks for sharing about the anti-bullying campaign. If you want, come on next week. We can go into it in more detail. It's always great having you on. Richard, thanks as always for sticking around the whole time. And we are running out of time. Make sure you check out our official website, barefootislegal.org. Don't forget about our Facebook group and our Facebook page. Right on Facebook, just go to Barefoot is Legal. Check out other social media platforms. And of course, you can always listen to the archives if you just go to Facebook, Barefoot is Legal Radio. I'm Nick Pierce. We are out of time. So until next time, keep them bare and stand up for your rights. Thanks for listening.